I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Let's talk Bitcoin for a few minutes and make the environmental connection. The value of this virtual currency is skyrocketing. A year ago, one Bitcoin was worth about $800. Today, it's close to $18,000. Serious dividends. But as Bitcoin's value climbs, so does the amount of energy being used to produce it. To explain how a currency that exists only in the cloud has a carbon footprint, and a really big one, let's turn to University of Cambridge cryptocurrency expert Garrick Heilman and our own Livable Planet reporter Carolyn Beeler. Hello to both of you.
Hey, Marco.
Hi there.
Garrick, let me start with you. I and many others find Bitcoin really confusing, but for my own clarity, I've come up with this analogy, and tell me what you think. Possessing Bitcoin is like owning stock. There's a finite number of shares issued, and people can buy those shares and fractions of shares, and the value of them rises and falls. It's just that with Bitcoin, you don't own an actual stock. You own a piece of code that lives in the cloud. Is that a good analogy, or is there a better way to think about it?
I think that is a nice way of putting it. I mean, Bitcoin is often called a digital commodity. And so it often is compared to gold. It's sometimes referred to as digital gold because there's scarcity, it's fungible, divisible, and so it has properties that resemble some other assets that we're more familiar with.
And I've just learned that the process for getting new Bitcoin is called mining, but obviously it's not people with pickaxes down in a mine underground. How does new Bitcoin get produced? Like, what is mining Bitcoin? I'm using air quotes here. What does it actually look like?
Yeah, the term mining is helpful and I think also a little confusing. I think it was originally used to describe basically the search for new Bitcoins, similar to how miners go searching for new gold deposits. Basically, computers are competing against each other to solve a cryptographic puzzle. And the first computer that successfully solves that puzzle mines new Bitcoins into existence. They're paid new Bitcoins by the software itself. Currently today, there's a little under 17 million Bitcoins that have been produced through this mining process, but there's an upper limit of 21 million. Now, the number of new Bitcoins that come into existence gets cut in half every 4 years until we hit that 21 million limit sometime roughly 100 years from now.
All right, I'm going to stop getting granular here. Bitcoin, though, has gotten more expensive, and there's been this kind of arms race in computing power. You used to be able to mine it competitively with a home computer, and now there are these giant server farms all over the world doing it. Can you explain why more and more computer power is needed?
So Bitcoin relies on aggregate computing power to secure the network, to prevent it from being hacked, basically, from someone coming in and, say, double spending the same coin or even rearranging who owns what. So the more computing power applied to the Bitcoin network, the more resilient it is to a hack. And as the price of Bitcoin goes up, more computers are set up to mine Bitcoin. And the security increases because it's now harder to hack, which in turn makes it arguably more valuable. So it's a very cleverly designed system.
So, Garrick, Carolyn here. Basically, as Bitcoin's value increases, it gets harder and harder to unlock and win new Bitcoins. So you need more and more computing power. Is that right?
That's correct. Yes.
So this is where I became interested as an environment reporter in Bitcoin, because you can think about Bitcoin as basically turning electricity into digital currency.
Right.
And a lot of these big server farms are located in China, and so you're basically taking coal-fired energy. So the past couple of weeks, I've been seeing a ton of headlines comparing the energy required to mine Bitcoin to the energy consumption of small countries. The electricity used to mine Bitcoin this year is bigger than the annual usage of 159 countries, and Bitcoin mining consumes more electricity a year than Ireland. But since there's no directory of Bitcoin miners and what kind of technology they're using and how much energy it uses, I was really curious about where these numbers are coming from.
So what'd you find, Carolyn? How do you even track numbers on this secretive currency?
So everything is an estimate, right? And there are big variations in how much energy different estimators think is being used. So most of the stories are citing the Bitcoin Energy Consumption Index, which the blogger who runs that basically figures out what percentage of revenues these miners are probably putting toward electricity. And then he's figuring out how much energy that represents. So he puts the amount of energy that's currently being used to mine Bitcoin as 33 terawatt hours of electricity per year, which is close to the energy consumption of the country of Denmark. So that's
incredible.
Where these country comparisons are coming from. Other people have found wildly different figures, though. For example, Garrick, your team at the University of Cambridge estimated back in April something around 4 terawatt hours per year. So it's about an eighth of that number that's super often cited these days.
Right. And thanks for mentioning that that was back in April. Back then, the price of Bitcoin was around 1,000. It's since gone up almost 18x. And so mining power has increased dramatically. So that definitely is an out-of-date figure.
And how does the Bitcoin energy footprint compare to more traditional payment systems?
So the amount of energy used by Bitcoin is a small fraction of what's used by the entire banking system. But few of us use Bitcoin, and many of us use the banking system. And then I was super curious how this digital currency compared to paper currency. So I found the figures for what it takes to produce a euro banknote. It takes about the same amount of energy as it would to keep a 60-watt light bulb on for about half an hour. To produce the same amount of Bitcoin, you need the energy that would be required to keep your entire house powered for 4 days.
That's amazing.
So the average American household. Now, that's looking at a 50-euro banknote because that's the most common one in circulation.
Thanks for crunching the numbers. Now, Garrick Heilman, what is the takeaway for you on Bitcoin and sustainability overall? Can Bitcoin ever be a sustainable currency option from an environmental perspective?
A lot of smart people are working hard on new security algorithms that would consume much lower amounts of energy than Bitcoin's current proof-of-work algorithm. You know, we expect to see in the next year or so one of these introduced on a major blockchain. If that doesn't happen, then Bitcoin's going to continue to consume a lot of energy, especially if the price continues to go up.
Garrick Heilman from the University of Cambridge and my colleague Carolyn Beeler from our Livable Planet Desk. Thanks to you both.
Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.